it's a very sad day for Pride 48. Y'all, on Monday, and many of you probably already know this, but it's for those who may not, Mags, who went by several other names. Matthew was his real name. Raving Rendell was his name on his little show, The Chaotic Ravings. And y'all got word on Monday evening that Mags was involved in a fatal car crash. He lived in Minnesota, I believe, and the roads were icy and slick, and evidently he was involved in a head-on car crash. I can only hope that that there was no suffering on his part. But y'all, I had the privilege of meeting Mags twice in person, both at Pride 48 out there in Las Wages. The first year he came with his father. Y'all, Mags was I would classify Mags as an introvert, which for many people who do podcasts and all, sometimes that's kind of a trait. Seemed to come out of his shell and find a family with Pride 48. Y'all, I'll remember one of my favorite memories is he came to the underpants party one year, and he wasn't going to stay for it. And y'all, you know how big Fatty can be. I said, no, you're staying. And y'all, he took off his pants and he sat there in his underpants and had a good time with us. But y'all, please keep Mags and his family in your thoughts and good memories to you, Mags. It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2876 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 6th of February, 2019. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, and we're going to try to catch up on a few voice letters. Yes, Big Freddy! Hello, out of sorters. Yes, Big Freddy, we're all a bit out of sorts. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, we're all a little bit out of sorts with the news about Mags. And y'all, I'm not feeling a whole lot of it today, but, you know, we got to have a little show, and I'm sure Mags will be listening from the great beyond. And Mags, we will miss your voice. We will miss your smiling face. Y'all, I will say one more thing about Mags is that, y'all, I have to give the man a lot of credit, because I think he was and maybe introvert is not the right word, but a person unto himself, that I think it was a huge step for him to come to Pride 48. And, you know, that first year came, I believe it was with his father. It may have been his mother and his father, but anyway, I know one of his parents were there. But y'all, he wanted to be there, and for someone who may not have I don't want to say capability, because he was certainly capable, but maybe just needed a little security blanket to go that first time, and that's why Dad was there. Y'all, he really had a great time. He was a big supporter of Pride 48, and y'all, the second time he came on his own, and y'all, it's tough enough. It's tough enough to travel. You know, when you're a seasoned traveler, and so I give Mags a lot of credit. Mags is I'm privileged. I'm privileged to have been able to sit by him and share meals with him there, and he was a good listener, and he was just a good person. Y'all, he also liked to do that. What is that? The fuzzies, not the it's fuzzies is not the right word. But he liked to dress up, and I think he probably liked the video games and things like that. It's not fuzzies. What is it? B? Any? Who knows? Anyway, just probably his heart was bigger than any other organ in his body. B? And I was not trying to be vulgar there. Freddy, anytime you say something about an organ, it's going to be vulgar. Anyway, y'all, if you didn't have an opportunity to meet Mags in person, then let's put it this way. I'm a better person for having had that opportunity. And y'all, the other thing about this situation that I want to mention is, I am truly touched by the number of people that reached out to Big Fatty to let me know about this, because y'all, everybody knows I am not on the face space and all like that, and y'all, I had half a dozen people reach out and say, Big Fatty, I'm not sure if you've seen this or not, and as sorrowful as we are, y'all, I'm going to embrace the good times I had with Mags, and just Mags know that today, as I do the little show, I am doing it with a smile on my face as I remember the times I was able to spend with you. Big Fatty, that was almost touching. Well, it was not inappropriate touching, but it was touching. Yes, Big Fatty, it really was. It's not fuzzies, it's furries. So, y'all, it's hell to get old. Big Fatty, we love Alex Lefebvre's little music, but he chewed your ass. He did. Y'all, I got my ass chewed by the one and only Alex Lefebvre, because yesterday I played the happy music, and y'all, then I said some names of folks that I knew lived in New York City, and y'all, I couldn't come up with Alex Lefebvre's name, but there was a question that Miss Bacon had. It was a so-so question. I'm not sure it even deserves an answer, but Alex Lefebvre did say that the president does keep a residence in on Fifth Avenue, and there's all kinds of barricades and shit like that, but I don't know how often he goes there, but anyway, but y'all, after I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, you know, I was meeting Granny and his family for supper, but y'all, I decided I was gonna head out a little bit early, because y'all, I wanted to pick up a couple of things at the Vons East. Yes, Big Ready! K Can you hear that? Can you ask me, Fanny? We hear it. We hear it, y'all. They had the good coffee on sale, and I picked some of that up when I was over in Atlanta, but I thought I'd pick up a couple more bags while I'm here before the new circular comes out on Wednesday. And y'all, I picked up a half dozen of eggs. Y'all, they only had one bag of the good dark coffee, that I like. So I got the one for half price. Y'all, they had that good Kanaku sausage on sale, 2 for $9. So I picked up a couple of those. And y'all, they had the good, you know, I've told you this before. They had the good baby back ribs, the plum rose baby back ribs. And y'all, what I do is I buy them and I throw them on the grill and let them, burn. Yes, we better. That's the way you like to cook. Burn it up. We get some char on it. Y'all, they will buy one, get one free. And so, y'all, I got a couple packages of those and threw them in the freezer along with that Kanaku sausage. Y'all, that's all I bought. Spent $26.28, but I did save $13.95. Yes, Big Ready! And y'all went and had dinner with Granny and his family. Y'all, it's always a pleasure to spend some time with them. And they love when Big Fatty comes and shares a meal with them. Granny can't understand why, but y'all, we had some good laughs at the table. Speaking of barbecue ribs, y'all, this restaurant we went to, they have really good baby back ribs. So I had that and a garden salad with blue cheese dressing and a baked potato with sour cream and butter, and y'all, it was just delicious. Y'all, the potato was so big I didn't finish it all. Barely ate half of it. And y'all, after that, came home, watched some things on the TV machine, and y'all, then I crawled in the bed at a decent time. And y'all, then I was started to get some additional testimoniums about Mags, and so, you know, that kind of woke me up a little bit. And y'all, I got up and I watched a little more of the TV machine, watched a little bit of that Stephen Colbert little show, but y'all slept through the night. Got up, had my brufkas, Tuesday morning, and read the newspaper and what else? Oh, went for my morning nipple walk. Y'all, I will give you an update about Fat Acres. Y'all, there are only 3 lots that don't have completed houses on them. And y'all, of those 3 lots, all of them are under construction in some form or another. One is the house is on its way up. The other one, the foundation has been dug. They're just waiting to pour the cement. And the other one, they are doing some preliminary work, but they've got the silt fence up and all of that. And y'all, once that's done, Fat Acres is full. Be ready. Y'all, came back from the nipple walk. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Monday night, y'all, I was so gassy. Be ready. Oh, that was the other thing. I watched the Big Brother Monday night also. And but y'all, I was so gassy, and y'all, I couldn't figure out why I was so gassy, because I was real gassy the night before too. Y'all, I believe it's the nuts and bolts. I believe I've just got so much Worcestershire sauce on them that they've just made me gassy. And y'all, it's vulgar. It is just vulgar. Thank goodness you didn't have a gentleman caller. y'all, then I have just been around the villa here and catching up on some little shows. And y'all, I think that pretty much was my two I say Tuesday. Yes, Big Ready. Yeah, I guess y'all today, the 6th of February, y'all, in addition to it being Waitangi Day, in the New Zealand, yes, Big Fatty, I'm sure that, that the Amarin's author is, having a Waitangi, hootenanny, it could be, I don't know what, Waitangi, 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 I don't know. Big Fatty is a good thing. It's not Waitangi. Big Fatty Vulgar. But y'all, it is also the celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, of a very important person. Y'all, he's been to the Pride 48 there in Nolens and been a big supporter of Pride 48. Been a long-time listener of the BFO. I believe he made Big Fatty cut onions on one of the little shows. Yes, Big Fatty. And and y'all, also a friend to many folks in Pride 48, and a regular contributor over there at the Stick It With a Poke. Y'all, it's DJ Ron. Oh, Big Fatty, we love DJ Ron. It's true, we do. And y'all, by the way, Squeaky Kitty has taken the day off today. So anyway, DJ Ron, don't think that Squeaky Kitty doesn't love you too. But anyway, y'all, if you see DJ Ron on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, I know he's on the Twitty, and I don't know if he's on the FaceSpace or not, but y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, and Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of Vonzie's cake. Yes, Big Fatty! Now, y'all, as we keep Mags in our thoughts today, y'all, I just wanted to share my number one Northeast straight daddy sent me a little movie of his son Logan. Remember, Logan came early back last summer, and y'all, he is just the cutest thing. And y'all, I have a feeling my Northeast straight daddy is going to be investigated by Child Services because he's playing the BFO for this child. And y'all, but he is the cutest thing. I've just got to say he's the cutest thing ever. And Big Fatty, you're talking about the Northeast straight daddy, you know, Logan. Oh, okay. And y'all, by the way, my Northeast straight daddy, y'all, he was all excited that Big Fatty had three gentlemen callers the other day, and Big Fatty, it's almost like he wanted to be number four. Well, anytime the door is always open. Yes, Big Fatty boy, is it ever always open? It's like a revolving door or something like that. Yes. Y'all, oh, Dick, I see. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, it's, I obviously I didn't get to any voice letters today, but that's all right. I think we, I just, you know, it helps to talk things out when you're going through grieving and sad thoughts and all. But y'all, I've got to say, Toppy says it on his little show all the time. Face forward, do the best you can, and y'all, we'll all have wonderful memories of Mags, and we will keep him alive in the Pride 48 family. Yes, Big Fatty!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah! We'll be right back.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.